Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Deni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the PM Surya Ghar Yojana as a tool to tackle climate change. He said that solar panels installed on the rooftop of the house under the scheme help in producing electricity through solar energy, eliminating the need to pay electricity bills. The Prime Minister highlighted the importance of PM Surya Ghar Yojana while interacting with students in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi yesterday on the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, commemorated as Parakram Divas. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday expressed confidence that India will comfortably maintain a 6-8% economic growth rate while keeping inflation under check in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnaw stated this during a session at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. He said inclusive growth remains a key pillar of India's economic blueprint while focusing on manufacturing, services, and simplification of laws.
India has a very well-thought-through economic strategy at this point of time for the last many years now. The strategy is based on four pillars. Pillar number one is public investment in social, physical, and digital infrastructure. Pillar number two is a lot of focus on technology, manufacturing, and innovation. Pillar number three is inclusive growth. We have a very diverse society. Pillar number four is simplification.
Indian short film Anuja has achieved a significant milestone by securing a nomination in the Best Short Film Live Action category for the Oscars 2025. Anuja is directed by Adam J. Graves and Suchitra Matai. Anuja follows a 9-year-old girl who, alongside her sister Palak, faces a life-changing opportunity that tests their bond and mirrors the struggles of girls worldwide.
400 rupees. अगर हमारे पास 400 रुपए होते भी ना उसका कुछ फायदा नहीं होता
फायदा कैसे नहीं होता हर चीज की एक कीमत होती है और अगर तू बस ये शादी ब्याह की बात करेगी तो इसमें तो कितने पैसे खर्च होते हैं
कैसे कैसे होगी तेरी शादी
तू उसकी चिंता मत कर मैंने सब सोच रखा है
The other short films to make it to the final nominations list are Alien, The Last Ranger, I'm Not a Robot, and The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent. Emilia Perez leads the way this year with 13 nominations, including Best Picture, making it the most nominated foreign film in Oscar history. Deputy Commissioner Newland Sarah S. Jamir has alerted all villagers, landowners and general public under Newland District settled along the stretch of the proposed two-lane road from Shouba to Ghotovi village. The road, which connects Shouba connecting Guzunyu, Puguboto, Noklak, Pangsha, will have the right-of-way ROW dimension of 18 meters in built-up or habitat area and 24 meters along the uninhabited area from the center of the existing road on both sides. In light of this, all concerned parties are directed to refrain from landfilling, construction of new structures, temporary or permanent, and any form of encroachment within the established ROW. The Deputy Commissioner also emphasized that no compensation will be provided for any new structures built within the ROW with immediate effect following the issuing of this directive. The online applications from unmarried male candidates for selection as Agniveers for recruiting year 2025-26 under Agnipath scheme will tentatively start in the month of February. Applications will be invited from domiciles of all districts from the states of Nagaland and Manipur. The recruitment of Agniveers will be carried out in two phases. For registration, the candidates will be required to log into www.joinindianarmy.nic.in to check their eligibility status and create a personal profile. The helpline numbers of Army Recruitment Office Rangapahar are 03862-249012 and 76280-23484. Candidates can also raise any kind of query on www.joinindianarmy.nic.in for necessary clarifications. And the plate final of the 2024-25 Ranji Trophy between Goa and Nagaland got underway at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium in Sovima yesterday. Goa, opting to bat first, closed day one at 258/7 after 90 overs, showcasing a solid effort from their batters and disciplined bowling from Nagaland. This has set the stage for what promises to be a closely contested five-day match. As the match enters day two, Goa will look to extend their total with crucial runs, while Nagaland will aim to finish off the innings quickly and shift their focus to batting. They too will be pivotal for both sides as they seek to seize the upper hand in this highly anticipated final. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.